Hey everyone, before we jump into today's episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Yeah, that's right. If you're looking for a top-notch videographer or photographer for your business, events, or pretty much anything else, Peak Productions has you covered.
And get this, they don't just shoot your content, they actually manage your entire social media account. They come out, grab the best shots of you and your videos, schedule a whole week's worth of content so you can kick back, focus on what really matters, like running your business or just enjoying life.
Exactly. These guys are all about delivering high quality results without making you lift a finger. And the best part, if you're listening to this on the Lads Podcast, you get 20% off your first job with them. Just mention us when you reach out.
So go ahead, follow Peak Productions on their social media, get in touch with them. Trust us, your content has never looked this good.
Yeah, shout out to Peak Productions.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Welcome back, you wombats, for another episode of the Lads Podcast. I'm Barney. Over to my left is Stiffy. How the fuck are yous?
Yeah, welcome to the Lads Podcast, lifestyle adventures and daily stories that we just crack on about and fucking have a good old time just getting into our good old work.
Cracking tins.
Just cracking tins, supplying grins.
Supplying grins and cracking tins.
Fucking, that's got to go on a shirt.
That's a shirt. That's shirt worthy.
Knuckles, fucking, let's put on a hat. Shirt Give worthy. Us a call, Knuckles. What did we say? Say it again. I've just already lost it.
Cracking tins.
Tins and given grins.
Given grins? I don't know.
I don't know what we said. I'll have to listen back to it.
How are you, mate? Make sure you give us a fucking 5-star rating when you do.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to our fucking socials. Like, fucking give us a share. I know a lot of these are.
If you're listening to growing, it. Well, so. Obviously you're listening to us because you can hear our fucking voices. We've got socials. We've got, what do we got, Barney?
We've got TikTok.
And where do you find us on TikTok?
TikTok is Lads Podcast. Lads Podcast, something like that.
Just what else we got?
Till you find two handsome blokes.
Oh, fucking.
Talking shit.
Yeah.
We're looking at that same sign there.
So. Yeah, yeah. Looking down the barrel. Looking there you down go. The barrel. Yeah, yeah. So that's TikTok. What else we got?
We've got Instagram.
Insta.
And we've got Facebook.
And we've got the Facebook.
Yeah, so we've got the Facebook group and those things. The Facebook page as well. So.
Oh, yeah. So on Facebook, we have a page and a group.
And a group. So,
yeah, go on to Facebook, have a look at our Facebook page.
Yeah, if you want to get in the group, you got to be cool.
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really.
Just got to answer the questions.
Yeah, so. Get out of your heads and get in the sheds.
Yeah.
And so there's the three socials.
Yeah.
What else is there? Oh, then there's obviously our call-in line.
Yep.
Which is how do you do that, Barney?
So, mate, you go to your phone. If you've got an iPhone, if you've got a fucking Samsung, I can't fucking help you. Go to voice recording and voice record a message. So, just talk like we're doing now.
How long?
Oh, look, mate, if you want to keep it for 8 hours, you can keep it up to 8 hours for Steve. So, he's the one listens to an editor. If you keep it under 2 minutes, it'd be really fucking good. And then email it off to us. We'll play it.
Yeah, and the email address is theladspotty@gmail.com.
Now, we have had a couple that come in that we can't play. We like them.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
But we can't.
Well, we probably can, but I just think there's a
There's another shirt. You can't say that.
You can't say that? Is that a shirt or a hat?
A shirt and a hat.
A shirt.
It might you be can't pants say that. As well. Like my Christmas outfit.
Actually, when I saw Knuckles last time, I whispered in his ear a quote or a line. I said, that's got to go on a shirt. That's got to go on a hat. And he said, well, what is it, you know? And I said, oh, fucking, I'll give you 10 minutes to cut that out. He had a little giggle. Yeah. I still haven't seen that hat, Knuckles.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
There you go. Fucking, there's two straight there. Two straight on a hat. Yeah. I'll give you 10 minutes to cut that out and...
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Fucking, there you go, Knuckles. We're just supplying you fucking... Yeah. We're just supplying you with some good shit here. So that's a little bit about our... our admin. It's going good. We're growing this potty. And the way to grow this podcast, of course, because it's all social media stuff, it's all digital. We're on Spotify. We're on a lot of platforms. But if you're actually listening to us, you already fucking know where we are anyway. So that's good. Like, share, subscribe, hit the little buzzy thing that makes you go, oh, they've just released another podcast. Yep. Maybe have a listen to us. And share us around. Tell a mate.
Yep.
And if you tell a mate and that mate tells us, we'll shout him a beer. And to do that, we just meet you at the pub.
Yep.
And if you live in Western Australia, we'll be there one day. We're doing fucking round the world.
We're going around. 2026 is the ride year.
Correct. And we'll be in Western Australia. We'll shout you a beer. So if you tell a mate, we'll shout you a beer.
Yep. Done.
Or not actually tell a mate. If you get a mate, or fucking whatever.
It's probably going to be a pony or something like that, like one of them little fucking tiny beers. But yeah, we'll still give you a beer.
I went to the Lego house the other day.
Lego house?
Yeah, before we get into what we're doing. Fucking Lego. How expensive is Lego?
Oh, Lego is fucking... It's made a big comeback.
Yeah, well, you know what else made a big comeback?
What?
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, has she?
Well, she had cum on her back once. Fuck, that was just straight out... Oh.
If you're listening, Kim, ring and give him a fucking...
Anyway, we went from Lego to Kim Kardashian pretty quickly. Fucking...
So, Lego house. Where's the Lego house?
At Dreamworld. I went to Dreamworld.
I've not been to Dreamworld since I worked there.
Now, I only went there because they on Friday nights and Saturday nights, they have night markets. So, I'm like... And it costs you $2 to get into Dreamworld. So, the whole park's not open. Just this, the front section, and there's a couple of things going on. But anyway, we were there for 14 and a half minutes and walked out disappointed.
Really? Was that bad?
It was like, it might have just been an off night, but all it was food trucks and we weren't hungry.
Yep.
And then the market part was like three quick shades selling fucking candles and I don't know, something else, fucking Tinkerbell shit, whatever. And we just went, right. And so on the way out, you go through the Lego house. At the front of Dreamworld, there's a Lego.
There's a Lego store.
When I say Lego house, there's a Lego store, the actual big Lego fucking company. So anyway, I went through there, and it's good. Like it's Lego. Everyone fucking loves Lego.
Yeah.
And there's the brick. Not everybody.
No, not if you're fucking walking through the house in the middle of the night, red on a piece of fucking Lego.
Fucking everyone's
then
done
no
that.
No one likes Lego.
Fucking everyone stood on a piece of Lego. They are sharp.
Lego should
fuckers.
Have a fucking security fucking system. Like fucking that's like just sprinkle Lego out the front of your house and that. You'd hear any burglar if they're coming in, especially the cat
burglar.
They'd
be screaming.
Yeah, it's fucking nasty shit, isn't it?
Some of the packs you can buy, I've got like 10,431 pieces to build this fucking big starship thing.
Yep.
Pretty crazy. It's good stuff, but yeah, anyway.
How much was that piece?
It's a couple hundred bucks. Like for a big thing that you build. Yeah. So I don't mind it. There's a bit of actually, you know what? Building Lego is kind of like yoga. It's kind of like, I don't know, meditation. It's kind of like stress free, but yet it can be stressful because if you miss a step, because you know, they do have the distractions with that. Yeah. It's like step one, step two, step three, step four. And if you follow it...
But being Australian, you're not going to do that.
Well, I do because...
that's frowned on.
I understand
you're one of those. You're a fucking...
No, well, with Lego I am because
what
I want to...
What about IKEA?
Nah, fucking just get that Allen key and go to town.
Yeah, go to town. And fucking then oath. Fucking reverse read through the fucking...
No, I don't even reverse read through. If there's something missing or fucking left over, you fucking... Fuck, look at the spider behind you. Fuck me down on the floor there. We just spoke about a spider last episode. See it in the corner? It's a huntsman.
It's Bruce.
What do you mean, Bruce?
We're going to call him Bruce.
Oh, g'day, Bruce.
And the possum. We've got a possum in here as well.
That huntsman. See that one last, that there? That one we talked about last episode. That looks like a fucking flea compared to that fucking huntsman I was talking about.
I didn't see that spider video. That's huge.
It's fucking ridiculous. Righto.
You know what?
Hey, this episode is all about you guys. It's all about you guys.
Not us.
Not us.
But can I still have a beer then?
Oh!
If it's about them, can I still have a beer or not?
I just realised we don't...
I'm not fucking listening to them unless I've got a beer in my hand.
Do you know we've just talked fucking over 9 minutes and we still haven't cracked a tin?
Haven't had a tin.
I'm sorry.
And now we've got to listen to the listeners.
I'm fucking... I should uppercut myself. Yep. Because I've... That would be my record, 9 minutes.
Yep. I'm going to put a bib on you next time.
Fucking hell. Can you make sure if I ever get to a minute and a half next time, to remind me we need to have a tin. Holy fuck. I nearly need to stop record this and re-record this because I'm pretty disappointed.
We don't do that. So today, we got a thirst breaker ginger beer, Hurricane Head.
Yeah, that's...
Also, we've had a Howler Head, the last one.
Yeah.
And now we've got a Hurricane Head.
And that's this is the one that looks like...
And when
like,
I get home, then I'm going to get head again.
Was this the one that looks like Lego?
It does look a bit like Lego, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think we had this when Lego was on board.
You crack first.
As I always
do. Shit before the shovel.
There we go. Oh, fucking hell. Here we go. Mid crack. And end it solid. Oh, fuck, Barney. I had movement. Right, so that was
spot welded to my jocks.
Yeah, that seriously, that deserves a 9.2 because you just fucking, even though it was long, it had a beginning.
Yeah.
It had a middle.
It was a story.
And it had an end.
It was a story.
Is it good?
And it tastes like fucking ginger. Mm. God bless the gingers.
4 point.
How long before we're not actually allowed to take the piss out of ginger people anymore?
It's
Oh, so gingerbread men. Is that going to be banned, like coon cheese and all the rest of it?
No, because gingers are a species that will always be around that we can always take the piss off. Oh, what are you looking at? Species?
They are species.
So. They are. You scared me there for a second.
No, you haven't said anything fucking unpolitically correct or anything.
They're a species.
Yeah, gingers. Gingers. You've got to have them. They're good fucking people to have around.
How's Pauline Hanson? Is she the fucking...
Well, and she had a fucking fish and chip shop too.
Is she the...
She'd be like the queen.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Queen Ginger.
Please explain.
Please explain.
Fucking hell.
But anyway, like Spiffy was just saying, like I was saying a couple of minutes ago, this is not about us. This is
I could rant on for fucking
you've got it in you today.
All right?
It's in you.
But this episode is all about you guys. And we've got a few call-ins. And we haven't had a rant episode for a while.
Mm.
So I've picked a few of your call-ins. And there's been a few come in. So that's great. So I think we've already said this at the start episode. If you want to call in. But we'll say it at the end. But anyway.
TheLadsPotty@gmail.com.
Yep. Now, in no particular order. And you know what? These... I'm just going to play the first one.
I like it because I haven't actually heard them. So
all right, here we go. I think there's some long ones and there's some short ones. Here we go.
Hey, Stiffy and Barney, Bot from Bundy here. Hope you guys are going all right. Mm. You were talking. We've had a few chats about sort of shit stories. I mean, like literally shit. Barney having a bit of a mischief after having a rub.
Mm-hmm.
Often it's called a rub and tug, but he had a rub and shit. I don't know. But anyway, it's a bit of a story, but about, you know, when we were on our Fraser trips on the boats, we'd head out from Harvey Bay and go up to the top of Fraser. And hang on a sec. Let me just crack this one.
Oh, Kenny Burgess.
Holy fuck.
Was there fireworks in that thing?
That sounded like fireworks. He's giggling.
Oh, God, that's all right.
That's not his first one for the day, though.
Then we'd go on these Fraser trips, and sometimes it'd be like five or six boats, and depending on the weather, we might raft the boats up and stay out on the water the night, or if it's a bit blowy, you know, we might head up into Wootumba Creek or something like that, which... If you're staying up in the creek, it sort of makes it a bit easier in the morning when you've had a day or two of, you know, smashing the beers and, you know, you're going to have the obligatory AGB in the morning, you see, the after grog bog. But when you're offshore, all the boats would scatter off because it's a bit of a personal thing. Mm. My mate and I, we always we do a rock, scissors, paper competition.
Isn't it paper, scissors, rock?
For a very good reason, because when we do this, we generally aren't at anchor. Because if you're at anchor, you know, the boat's going to, you know, pull into the current and the wind, and that'll even it up. But when the boat's just drifting around, you've then got to do this rock, scissors, paper to see who gets wins. to get the upside or the upwind side of the boat, because when we both jump over the sides, one on the starboard, one on the port, you don't want to be on the down current side because it's going to be pretty soon incoming.
Incoming.
That'd be like a torpedo coming at you, wouldn't it?
First of all, isn't it paper, scissors, rock? What did Bot call it? Rock, paper, scissors. I don't know what he did. It was back to front.
I'm just trying to think, how do I actually say it?
Paper, scissors, rock. Paper, scissors, rock. Paper, isn't it? You're all fucked up. Anyway,
yeah,
maybe
it's got me now. I've heard it too many times. So
yeah, yeah.
But
you're taking a dump on the side of a boat.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to take a shit?
Oh, 100% I have. Out in the 90% of the fucking places in Australia. In the bush.
So have you had any? You got any examples of out in the water?
Mainly on the jet ski, I'd just fuck off again. But yeah, not on a boat where there's sort of
Because jet ski, you can do a solo trip.
Yeah, do a solo. But if you've got to take everyone else, and everyone knows what you're doing. You're doing the shit.
Yeah, correct. But if you're in a tinny or a boat with two, three, four other lads, and you got a shit, how are you doing it? Have you done it? You just
not in a crowd, no.
I think you just, well, I have. You just man up. You just go, guys, I'm going to shit. We've got a couple of options here.
Yep.
I can either drop my dacks and shit in your boat, which isn't an option, and it's not going to happen. But I will shit overboard.
Yeah. And you're going to have to. You're not going to shit in your pants.
No, but you can either do a Kanga shit, do a high dropper. Bloop.
No, I'd definitely go in the water.
What if it's croc infested if you're in fucking Darwin?
Oh, they're going to eat that first, aren't they? That'd be like a big chico rock.
That's where the kangaroo comes out. That's when the kangapoo.
Yeah, I've never really had to shit in fucking croc infested waters, so I can't actually say what
I know, but if you were in that environment and you had to shit, you're not getting
kangaroo.
In the water.
I'm not getting in the water, no.
No. But if you're off the east coast here of Australia.
Australia.
You're going to jump in the water and have a shit.
Yeah.
And I've done that.
Oh, not off Fraser.
I'd do it. Off Fraser's all right.
It's a lot of sharks.
Yeah, but I'd wait till I'm turtlenecking and then you're in
Nap
and out.
One off.
You're in and out. And you could probably do that in Darwin too, but I mean.
Actually, shout out to Joey. I've seen Joey shit off the side of a boat. No, he actually went in, I think, so. He was also spewing to Tom.
Oh,
Joey,
yeah.
You'll know, yeah. I'm not going to mention your
I
last
think
name.
If you were to shit off the side of the boat you'd and know. You were doing that squatty thing.
No, you're getting shit on the side of someone's boat. You can wash the shit off.
Correct, yeah. Well, yeah. You need to do it in the water. You need to be fucking in the water.
Yeah. The six Ps. We're going to go back to six Ps.
We are, aren't we?
Yeah.
What are they? I thought you were going to say poo prevents fucking.
No.
Prior prevention prevents piss poor performance. You couldn't even get it out, could you?
I couldn't. But do that. So if I get up, I have a couple of cups of coffee, I go shit, and then I get on the boat. The end.
Yeah, but what if you're doing an overnighter and then you've gotten up and done a couple of cups of coffee?
I'm not drinking coffee at night. Fuck that.
No, you've done an overnighter on a boat. So you went out for 2, 3, 4 days. Probably if you're going out there.
Shit, so yeah. I don't know. Look, it's just going to have to. Normally let's get a boat. Anyone got a boat? Take us out. We'll fucking do an experiment.
Normally if you're going out like that, you're on a mother boat that's got fucking shitters and toilets anyway.
Yeah.
But Fraser's a good place to shit. I've done plenty of shits on Fraser.
Well,
especially
it's easy digging, isn't it?
Now, Bot from Bundy, he called it Wathumba. So is it Wathumba, Wathumba or?
Wathumba. I've called it Wathumba. But I've also got a speech impediment too. So,
and it's Wathumba.
Yeah. Wathumba, is it?
Is it?
I don't know. What do you call it? I call it
both.
Wathumba.
I call it both. Depends if you
all I know is it's got a lot of fucking midges.
Yeah. It's you can time that, but it depends if how pissed I am on how I pronounce it, and probably how I feel and whatnot. But if I'm coming or going, if I'm going to Wathumba, I think I call it when I'm going. I'm going to go with a Tumba. I don't know. Fuck, I'm overcomplicating it. But wait, Wathumba, Wathumba, or Platypus Bay? What's your favourite?
I've not been to Platypus Bay.
Oh, okay. So you can't compare.
So no, now it's actually closed to the locals, so it's only locals only.
Yeah, so you still go there, but anyway.
No, because now they've got cameras strapped to trees that read your number plates.
Fuck the parks.
So do not go there unless you've got a fucking locally registered car.
Oh, we'll just take fucking Stevie's fucking number plate.
Yeah, Stevie's. Well, fucking good luck with that.
I'll just steal Stevie's plate.
Be fucking rusted off.
Oh, you won't be able to get it off.
No.
Oh, what if we just put a fucking call flute? We get a sticker made and it's fucking Stevie's number plate.
Yeah. I identify as Steve's
car. I identify as fucking Stevie's car. Shout out to you, Stevie. Oh, fuck. Anyway, shout out to your bot. Thanks, bruz.
Yeah, thanks for that.
I'm going to crack on.
The noise of shitting on the side of a boat.
Oh, fuck. And you know what? I'm sure there's plenty of you lads out there that have got some shit stories. I want to fucking hear your shit stories. Mm. Fuck yeah. Bring on your shit. That goes on a shirt or a hat too. Yeah. Bring on your shit.
Shit goes on.
Moving on.
Shit goes on.
Why won't that play?
Stiffy, Barney, how the fuck are ya?
Yeah, good.
That's good. Pink Bits here, calling in for the rant line.
Oh, good, Piggy.
Oh, where do I start? Well, so yesterday, driving home from work and I've picked up my new smoker and fucking got home and, yep, that's right, straight into the shed to build her. Nice. Fucking love a bit of shed time after a few weeks away at work.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, got her all built and burnt it in, fucking job's done. This morning I thought I'd just fucking head into Bow Desert, go to Woolies and get a handful of stuff to make jalapeno poppers for lunch and, you know, christen the new smoker in. Well, fuck me, boys. After getting raped at Woolies for a handful of ingredients to make jalapeno poppers, which isn't much, and then leaving the joint, holy fuck, I nearly choked on my arsehole with the roadworks out the front there. Fucking hell, boys. Do better. It's rough as guts.
It's fucked.
So, yeah. Mate, all Woolies and the company doing the roadworks out of front of Bow Desert, yous can fuck off.
Ooh, that's his fuck.
Anyway, on a positive, you fellas are doing great, loving every minute of it, and I'm all up to date on the potty, so yeah, fucking keen to see what else is coming our way.
Oh yeah.
Right, fellas, keep up the good stuff.
Thanks, Pinky.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fucking right. Jalapeno poppers.
Yeah.
Jalapenos are $32 a fucking kilo.
And how many jalapenos you get in a kilo?
A fucking lot.
A kilo.
But, yeah, it's a fucking kilo. It weighs about the same much as a kilo of lead.
Yeah, and I think
or
it's about...
a kilo of feathers.
Yeah, or a kilo of fucking gold.
Feathers, so a kilo of gold, fucking wing gold.
All about the same. Yeah. I know.
But $32 a kilo.
But how good are they?
Oh, fucking jalapeno poppers are good.
Fucking hell. Anyway, that's good. Mm. Shout out to you, Pinky.
Yep. And roadworks can definitely fuck off.
Fucking like, just,
yeah. And especially the roadworks that you get to, and there's no contact.
Oh.
That fucking balls my piss.
Okay. This morning, Logan Village.
Yep.
There's a tiny little section of about 30 fucking meters that they've locked off one lane because there's a gutter. Part of the fucking curb is... whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. I sat at this fucking traffic lights. I can see the other traffic light. It's a space of about 200 meters between them. And there's this tiny little gutter problem. And there's a fucking traffic light. And the traffic light, there's no people around. There's no cars around. I sat there and I'm like, I should just go.
Yeah.
I can see it. It's a red light, but I can go. I sat there for that fucking long. 5 minutes passed. I'm like, what's taking so long? Then I realised there's another road coming off it. So there's three traffic lights. I'm like, oh, fuck me, drunk. So then a car pulled up behind me. I'm like, I should just go. Then I'm like, I'll probably get like 4 metres in front of it.
And the red and blue. And it'll go. On.
Well, yeah, or it'll turn green anyway. Yeah. So then I had to just fucking grit it out. I just had to
be patient.
I had to. I didn't want to. But I did it. Mm. I just sat there.
You know, it's funny when we go for bike rides and shit like that. So you quite often come across these little short fucking traffic light things. And because we've got a few cars in front of you, and you're normally in the fucking fun part of the section. So we all come around and we don't have enough room in front of the light. So we park a couple up just in front. And because we're all talking on Bluetooth.
Yep.
Yeah, right out. I'll tell you when to go.
Oh, and you don't?
No, we do. Yeah,
oh, go. It's good. It's green. It's
fucking red.
They start taking.
No, just joking. It's a cunt, but love me for who I am. Oh,
fuck,
that'd
be funny to see these guys take off on the bikes thinking that it's green.
No one trusts me anymore.
Like, that's something I do as well. Yeah. Fuck, that's gold.
I just can't help myself. I get bored.
All right, Pinky. Thank you. Righto.
How's it going, lads? Ralph here. Yeah,
good, Ralphie.
I'm going to do a joke for yous. Instead of doing a little Johnny joke, I want to do a little Barney joke. Little Barney goes into the kitchen and is like, Mummy, Mummy, Granny's got a prawn. Mum's like, what the fuck? What do you mean? So little Barney takes Mum into the lounge room where Grandmother's stark naked on the couch having a sleep. Little Barney's like, Mummy, Mummy, Granny's got a prawn, while he's pointing at Grandma's clitoris.
Oh, fuck.
The mother's like, don't be silly, little Barney. That's just your grandmother's clitoris. And little Barney goes, huh, tastes like a prawn.
Oh.
He's
fucking nailed ya.
I used to love prawns.
Oh, he's now fucking nailed ya.
Now
all I remember
is Grandma.
Oh, no. Little Barney jokes. How good are little Barney jokes?
No, little Johnny. They're called
little
Johnny.
No, little Barney jokes now. Little Barney. Anyone that's got little Barney jokes, just call them in. The lads podcast. The lads potty at gmail.com. Little, I want to hear your little Barney jokes.
Little Barney jokes.
Your little Barney jokes. Yeah. Oh, fuck. That's a good one to start off with, Barney.
Grandma's clitoris.
Oh, you don't, no, we're not going to go there, are we?
Well, no.
You want to move on?
Yep.
Righto.
Yep.
Lads, how's it going? Long time listener, first time caller. You got Jacko here from Melbourne.
Hey, Jacko. Hey,
thought Jacko. I'd, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking, have you got blokes that you have worked with in the past and you just don't fucking like them? You know, they just get on your nerves.
Yeah.
So you decide to fucking, you know, if you're going to hang out with the fucking cunts at work, you got to give them a nickname. Well, I'm fucking pretty lucky. I got two of these fucking stupid cunts that
you.
I work with. So I've decided one of them, I've come up with the nickname for him, and the boys fucking get around it at work. They absolutely love it. I've called him the vice manager. Now, this bloke is far from any type of fucking manager. This cunt couldn't organise a fucking meat raffle at the local pub.
Yeah.
I've decided to call him the vice manager because the bloke fucking is trying to be a manager, but he ain't quite there yet, you know.
Nah.
He ain't the sharpest fucking tool in the shed. He's a fucking idiot. Anyway.
He's an idiot.
The next one,
oh.
This bloke is an absolute fucking lagger. Like, I'm talking, he gets wind of anything you say. He's got it scripted at the boss's fucking mailbox that minute.
Oh,
so I've decided to call this cunt the homing pigeon, because as soon as he fucking hears wind, this fucker is running across the job site. He's jumping fucking barricades like the hurdles at the fucking Olympics to get to the boss's office just to drop the cunt's strides and hit his knees. Anyway, lads, just had to get that one off my chest, because tomorrow's Monday, and to be quite honest, I can't be fucked. Anyway, head it up, lads. Love what yous are doing. Enjoy.
Cheers, Jacko.
Cheers, fuck. Jacko. So there,
mate,
you go.
There's we've got all those blokes.
There's the vice manager. Yep. And what was the second one?
The
fuck it, I just lost it. Homing pigeon.
Homing pigeon.
Yeah. Homing pigeon.
The homing pigeon. Straight to the boss and onto his
onto
knees.
Onto his knees. Oh.
Yeah, so we've got a few. There's a fucking, there's one that is called Two Stroke.
You've oh, yeah.
We spoke about this one before. Fucking always hard to get fucking started
and always smoking. Yeah.
Fucking send in a heap of those, though, because there's fucking so many. And there's new ones popping up all the time, too. So.
Fuck yeah. You hear the original ones. I think I've got a list of original ones. We might go that through in another potty.
I like the slow working dope.
Oh. Yeah.
The opium one.
The opium one. Yeah. I was going to say, what was that?
Yeah, opium.
Yeah, slow working dope.
Yeah. That's my favourite.
Oh, fucking hell.
Thanks, Jacko.
That was good, mate. That perked me up for sure. Vice manager. Vice manager. Yep. Righto.
G'day, lads. Got a pickup line here. It's nearly as effective as your chloroform one.
Oh.
Here it goes. I've got a penis and a knife. One is going inside you. You choose.
You can't say that.
Well, he did. Oh. He just fucking said it.
Oh, my God.
There's the jokes out there, though.
I've got a penis or a knife.
And a knife. One of them's going in.
Yeah. You choose.
You can say it, but it's a fucking joke, people.
Oh, fuck, that's funny.
Yes, it's off.
Yes, it's wrong.
Yes, it's wrong.
But it's a joke. Oh my god,
that's fucking brought a tear to my eye.
Oh, that's anyway, funny. So. Yeah, I do want to hear you. That's a fucking that's a pearl of a
tell
pickup.
Tell us your fucking grotty ones too. We don't care.
And some female callers. Let's get the girls in.
There must be ones about blokes.
I reckon the girls have heard some fucking seedy pickup lines, like seedy. Just call them in. I want to hear your seedy pickup lines. I reckon Cordy's next door neighbor's got a few that he fucking used to ring in the day. So maybe we hear from that. Or Uncle Pesci?
Uncle Pesci.
Grandpa Pesci. Sorry. Fuck. Call him in. Now, I don't even know which one we're up to. I'll have to take a pick now. Is this one?
G'day, lads. Got a pickup line here.
That's the same one. Yeah, we might move on to the next one.
Okay, Stiffy and Barney. Cordy's neighbor again.
Fuck, it's Cordy's neighbor.
Got a joke of the day for you. So the other day, this bloke's missus comes home from work and she's wearing this really fancy bracelet. So Arby goes, "What's with the bracelet?" His missus goes, "Oh, me and the boss had a lottery ticket at work and we won, so I decided to reward myself and bought myself this bracelet." Arby goes, "Huh. Okay, fair enough." A few days later, she comes home from work. She's wearing a fucking fur coat.
Okay.
Hubby goes, "What's with the coat?" Mrs. goes, "Ah, well, me and the boss, we had a lottery ticket at work. We won, so I decided to reward myself with a fur coat."
Oh, yeah.
Hubby goes, "All right, fair enough." Anyway, few more days go by and she comes home from work. She's driving a fucking Ferrari. Hubby goes, "What the fuck is with the Ferrari?" Mrs. goes, "Ah, well, me and the boss, we had a lottery ticket at work. We won, so I decided to reward myself with a new car." Hubby goes, "Fair enough." Anyway, the missus says, "Hey, you want to order in some tea while I go and take a bath?" Hubby goes, "No, love. I'll sort it. You just go and get yourself ready. I'll run the bath for you." So she goes into the bedroom, takes all the gear off. Hubby runs the bath, puts about half an inch of water into it, turns it off. She walks in, about to hop in the bath. She says, "What the fuck? You only got fucking half an inch of water in the bath. What am I supposed to do with that?" Hubby goes, "Oh, well, we wouldn't want to get that fucking lottery ticket wet, would we?"
No.
Anyway, boys, love your work. Keep it up.
I was wondering where that was going.
I fucking had no idea. You know when you start getting listened to a joke and I know exactly where this is going. Fucking that nothing. Nothing. Fucking kept me on the edge of the seat.
Oh, thanks for fucking next hell. Neighbor. That yeah, that's a beauty.
Keep them coming.
Keep them ones fucking coming for sure. How's your beer going, bruv?
She's empty.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Holy fuck, right.
It's a fucking sad day.
I'm taking a piss, hang on. You gonna crack that or what, Braz? Fucking hell. That's probably the best today.
Lucky it's only a one-horse race.
Yeah.
So this is called a tweenie.
You're lapping me up.
For you people out there that fucking can't keep up, it's called a tweenie.
A tweenie?
A tweenie. It's an in-betweenie. Fucking
I'm just going to say you're doing a lap above me, bros. You're just going to lap me over. Okay. You're going to fucking round me up and lap me up.
Away you go.
Mm-hmm. Cheers, mate.
I'm liking those ginger beers.
Yeah, fuck yeah. All right, I've got one more I'll play, I think. I think this is a bot from Bundy one, but I think he called him a two today. Anyway, here we go.
G'day, Barney and Stiffy. Bot from Bundy here.
Hey, bot.
Hey, bot.
Guys, got a little joke for you. It's just a quick one. But, say whatever you like about pedophiles, but at least they slow down in school zones.
Oh. Oh, fuck.
Fucking
there's two of them, you reckon? How good's that?
Well, they would do. So, fucking, I'm not going to say fucking hats off to him, but.
No, but he's right, unfortunately.
And again, people, if you're getting a little bit fucking...
Yeah, so if you... Oh, why is that camera off? Oh, fuck, I better press pause. All right, we're back. We just had to fix a technicality problem.
It's pretty much what we do. We just fix shit.
We do.
Well, you fix shit at work and...
Yeah, yeah.
I say funny stuff.
I know. I don't know if that last joke came on the fucking video, but anyway.
Yeah.
Shout out to your bot. Thanks, Bruz. That was good. If you...
Yeah, keep them coming.
No doubt you heard it because the audio is fucking there, but anyway. Yeah, keep them coming, guys. That's probably it for our call-ins today, Bruz.
Actually, I've got a joke for the day, so...
Oh, well, fucking... Let's ramp that up. Hang on a sec.
How does a non-binary person kill someone?
I don't know.
They slash them.
Oh, fuck off. Yep. Boom.
Boom. Yep. Won't go down in all places. So they might like them. They may not.
Oh, they may fuck. Like they may bringing not. The goods. What does a lesbian and a mechanic have in common?
No idea.
Snap-on tools.
I like it.
So do I.
I told Jake that one.
Yeah, fucking oath.
He loves his snap-ons.
Oh, strap-ons. Fucking joke of the day, bros. That was good. Oh, hey. That was the rant. That was the rant. That's the joke of the day. Anyone wants to participate in a show like this, bring it on. Give us your call-ins. We like to hear from you. Like we said at the start of the show, give us a call. With the lads podcast, lifestyle adventures and daily stories, and we can make more shows if we get more call-ins, yep, I
more
guess.
More call-ins.
So, no, that's
even
good.
From Ralph.
Have you got a fuck off today? I've got one.
Give it to me.
I wish I had a jingle, but anyway, you know what my fuck off today is? Pharmacies and pharmacists. So the other day I had to go into the pharmacy and get something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very basic. It's not even over the counter, like behind the counter. This is on the shelf out the front. And it wasn't for me.
Hemorrhoid cream.
Close. Cold sore cream.
Oh, you got herpes.
No, I didn't get it. It was for someone else.
Right.
That old chestnut.
Mm.
So I had to go in and get
asking
some cold sore.
Asking for a mate.
Yeah, asking for a mate for a mate of a mate. But when you go into a pharmacy, you expect these type of questions if you're buying something maybe with fucking pseudoephedrine in it. Maybe if you're buying something that's got a high dose of fucking whatever the fuck is in it.
Codeine,
whatever. But I went in there. I just couldn't find it. Like as in, I actually didn't really look.
I don't look anymore.
I don't even look. I walked in. She looked up. Oh, can I help you? I was like, yeah, actually, I need some cold sore cream. She's like, oh, yeah, just over here. Blah, blah, blah. She got off the shelf. She's like, Zabirax or whatever it's called. I went, yep, that'll do. Walk up to the counter, start. I just want to pay for it.
Yep.
Next minute, fuck off. She's like, do you know how to apply this?
Yeah, dab, dab, dab.
And I'm like, yeah. She's like, have you used cold sore cream before? And I went, well, it's not actually for me, but I have used cold sore. I don't have a cold sore. You can see I don't have nothing going on here. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not for me. Who's it for? Does it matter? Does it really matter?
Yeah.
Got the questions of fucking, all right, well, make sure you do this. Make sure you do that. Do this. Don't do this. It's fucking cold sore cream, you fucking serial killer.
Yep. So it's pretty much like traffic controllers justifying their jobs.
100%. Mm. It's like security guards that think they're fucking police officer or fucking detectives. Yep. Fuck off.
And yous are all doing really good jobs and we're not trying to take anything away from you, but fucking just slow down.
Just breathe.
Slow down in road books.
Pharmacists and people that work in chemists.
Mate, I look at this bloke straight away and if I was working behind the counter and he walked up to ask me, I said, this fucking knows how to applicate cream. This can't applicate cream. No one can.
I just think they fucking take their job way too serious. Yep. And it's like, yeah, she's got a protocol to ask questions.
100%.
About certain things. Yes, 100%. Yep. However.
So maybe you need to come up with something funny to say off. Back to him.
Oh, I can just fucking uppercut him and fight, tell him to fuck off. I'll go elsewhere.
You're not allowed to hit pharmacists.
But can't I?
No.
100%. Just this once?
No.
Do you get in trouble?
Yep. It's not good.
Well, they can fuck off.
No, I do not have a fuck off for this week, actually.
Oh,
so.
Righto.
Oh, now let's just give this one a go.
Rain. Oh, okay. What?
Rain can fuck off.
There's a bit going on.
And whippersnippers. Whippersnippers can fuck off.
Okay, what brand?
Yeah. I've actually got... Oh, it's a still.
Well, it's not a whippersnipper, it's a line trimmer.
Here we go.
Sorry, I'm just pulling that out of the bag. Hey, Bot. Bot from Bundy will understand this. It's not a fucking whippersnipper.
It's a fucking whippersnipper.
It's a line trimmer.
It's fucking a whippersnipper.
No, it's not. It's
fucking whippersnipper. Well,
anyway, what's your problem?
I hate using it.
So there's nothing wrong with the product.
No. So it actually did give me a little bit of fucking drama to start off with. And I'm going, I brought a still.
Yeah? What
it's
model?
It's a fucking, the one with the big fucking handles. The biggest motor you can get.
Okay.
So, or not the, it's the second biggest motor. It's not the fucking full commercial one, but it's the next one.
Is it a four mix engine or a two stroke?
It's a four.
Four
it's
mix.
It's a two stroke, sorry.
But is it a four mix?
What do you mean a four mix?
Well, still make a four stroke engine that runs on two stroke fuel.
I did not know this.
No, I do.
And is it better?
Yeah, like
you're fucking trying to Black Friday fucking.
No. No, because it's a four stroke engine. So, you know, like your Honda four stroke, you put straight petrol in it.
Yep.
Because it has a sump. It has oil in the sump. The still version of that is, yes, it's a complete four stroke engine. It's identical, as in not identical to Honda, but it's identical to, it is a four stroke engine. However, it doesn't have a sump, so they still use two-stroke oil to lubricate all those moving points. But it's a four-stroke.
Right out. Can they make them to fucking start?
And they all start.
Not wait till I fucking clip in and then try to fucking do Pilates to fucking try to start the cunt of a thing.
So it's not the products that the problem. When was the last time you used it?
4, 8 weeks, 9 weeks ago.
Yeah, so it's not the product. It's the fuel that's in there that's the problem.
No. There was no fuel in there. It's all evaporated.
There you go.
It's gone. I rent it out.
Yep.
It's not me. It's it.
No, it's you.
No. I wanted to smash it's this you. Thing. It's not that old either.
It's you.
It'd be less than 12 months old. I wanted to pick it up by its head.
Most.
And fucking drive it into the concrete.
I'm going to get my little fucking still hat on here for a second.
Right out.
Go most starting problems, actually, 99.9% of starting problems.
Mud wasp.
Is the operator. Is the starting technique that you use.
Anyway,
or starting
moving
procedure.
On. So we're signing out now. So.
Anyway, Bot from Bundy, call in and, you know, you'll agree with me on that.
I like electric.
Battery?
Yeah, put a battery in
it's
the
not
fucking
electric,
thing.
It's battery. It's
fucking battery.
Electric, you plug into the fucking, do you run electrical lead, do you? They're getting real technical. So do you walk around with a fucking 240 volt?
I fucking would.
Lead following
I
you?
I would.
Electric?
Yeah, I would do.
Yep. So
100%.
Yep. It's electric. Have you got electric whippersnipper?
I've got a fucking battery powered.
There we go.
Which is electric anyway.
That's not a battery.
No.
There is electric and there is battery. Yep. Electric, you plug into the wall.
Right out.
And you walk around with a fucking lead.
Right out.
Battery products.
You forgot to press record.
Oh, that's good. Anyway,
fuck
let's get off that.
I hate fucking petrol. I hate two-stroke shit.
Oh, and anyone that's listening, okay, there is a product out there that will help you with this. Mm. It's called MotoMix. Now, I'm not going to get too far into it, but you can go...
Is this an ad?
It's not, but it can
actually be. Actually, could be, couldn't it?
Could be.
MotoMix.
MotoMix. So, it's actually two-stroke fuel under tin. But it's not petrol. It's a synthetic fuel, and it lasts up to 5 years.
Right.
It costs $40 for 4 litres. Sounds fucking expensive. I'm not going to get into the technicalities. But you imagine fuel sitting in your whippersnipper / line trimmer.
It's gummy.
This doesn't.
It just stays.
Perfect. So every 6 months when you walk out and you want the bitch to start, it fucking starts. Because it's not petrol. It's synthetic fuel. Anyway, maybe that's for a technical fucking episode that we do. On
technical with Stiffy.
Let's get technical.
Let's get technical.
I can give you fucking lots of technical. Anyway. Oh, fuck, we went off a bit of a tangent there. Let's get off that. Let's bring back nightmares. Not nightmares. Let's bring back fucking...
It's fucking nightmares for me to... Fucking yes, they want to smash this $1,100 fucking tool on the driveway.
That's not actually
over
the...
Over and over and over fucking again.
That's not actually the tool's problem.
But why do I get the shits when something won't start? So even the same with the glove box. I don't know if you're the same with this.
What are you trying to start a glove box for?
No. This is what I do. And it's actually been on my list for a little while. So I'll go to shut the glove box.
Yep.
That is fucking overfull.
Oh.
And I will shut it once.
Yep, and it pops open.
and I've said it twice, yep. and I've said it three, and I'll fucking four or five times at most, more getting more and more aggressive.
Yeah.
And then I'll reorganize it and then it shuts.
Shuts.
So how many times, like the fucking kitchen drawer with fucking all the tentacles and shit like that.
How?
Fucking,
yep.
How fucking frustrating.
You know what's...
But I just get it and then to open the cunt up again.
Yep.
Yeah, it's...
Do you know what's frustrating is when you do that and you shut everything up and then the next time you open the second drawer... Because it's twanged up behind the top drawer, it won't open.
Yep. So they're sitting in there fucking organising between themselves, right, how late or do you want to actually fucking be the one that makes a cunt out of themselves, or is it up to you tongs? Like, you're going to open up or what?
You're going to open those legs? You're going
to open up or fucking, or is it up to me?
Because the cunt...
they fucking sit in there and they fucking conspire to make your life a fucking misery.
Yeah. The tongs are in there spreading their legs going, I'm going to make a cunt out of myself.
Yeah, I'm going to... Definitely.
Yeah.
100%. That's my life. And glove boxes. Like fucking speeding fines. Oh, yeah. Oh. I'll sit in front of the fucking little part that locks the fucking glove box up until you fucking smash it in three times.
Yeah. So. I reckon that once you get aggressive with a glove box, you're really telling it who's your daddy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, fucking, I own you.
Yeah.
And if you don't listen.
And this thing's not thinking at all. Like, it's not trying to ruin your day.
It's not its fault. It's not its fault.
It's me.
You've jammed fucking lottery tickets in there that haven't won. And speeding fines and fucking...
More like speeding fines. There's the occasional beer can in there.
In the fucking glove... A beer can in the glove box.
Yeah, you'll always find a beer can in my glove box.
I reckon you always find $5 pieces.
Oh, no. Nah. I'm not getting 5 cent pieces anymore.
No, but there will be... If you take everything out, right down the bottom, there's a 5 cent piece.
Okay, so as soon as we finish this, we're going to each other's glove box.
Yep.
And let's find out how many 5 cent pieces we find.
Okay. I don't think I've got any in there.
Mm.
Yeah. Because it's a... Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you will find shit that will fucking not shut up again.
Fuses. Ever. You know, like in... Not new cars, but you know, like your old...
What have you seen the best as a fuse? I've seen fucking 22 caliber bullets.
Have you? Used as a fuse.
Empty ones, obviously.
That must be a high fucking wattage fuse.
Mm.
As in like hungy air.
Yeah, so you've got like a 9-inch nail fucking slow burn fuse.
That's a slow burn. Mate, you're melting everything else about fucking that.
You're melting the lines coming in, mate. Fucking that thing hell. That ain't going to fucking cause
that
you
that ain't going to blow.
That's going to give you no more drama.
Hell no.
Whatsoever.
Holy fuck.
Everything after that, maybe.
Questionable. Yes. is it 8-gauge fencing wire?
Mm. Yeah. I've seen cigarette packets.
Oh, yeah. The old foil.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
There was something I was thinking of, but I can't think of it now, but there was something, some piece of metal off something, like a spring or something. And that's like a fire. Well, that's like a 2.5.
Spring would be good, actually. Just like a spring out of a bloody, like a pen around.
Yeah, yeah. Fuse. And that'd be like a 2.5 amper. Yep. Not much current's going to go through there before she.
Go on.
Until she pops.
I like it.
Mm. Righto, Barney. Well, that's our rant line. Let's keep this one nice and short. That was good. I'm going to pretty much end it right here, right now. So, great catching up with you. Anyone else wants to call in? Like, seriously, how do they do it?
Go to your phone.
Yep.
Put spoken words onto your phone.
Yep, spoken words.
On the record. And then send it off to ladspotty@gmail.com.
And what can you ring in with?
Anything, mate. So, we've got the cone of silence.
Yep.
Which hasn't been used for a while, so we might need to check that this afternoon.
Yep.
Check that. You can have your fucking rant line. Your soapbox, whatever you
joke of the day,
whatever you want to ring in, fucking ring
100%. Give us a call, guys. We want to hear from you and any overseas people. We got America listening to us. We've got fucking people in Japan listening to us.
Yep.
The fucking thing's going off its hit, so it's good. Call in and we'll make more of these episodes bigger and better. So can't wait to hear from you. Righto, I'm out.
See you. Bye. Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes